Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments International and ahamomentsworld.com. Tune in for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to live a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide. I'm Mari, and happy Tuesday. Today we are in the last day of Mercury in retrograde, thank God, because it has been a long haul. 3 weeks has gone by, and tomorrow Mercury goes direct. We also, though, are in a waning moon. We had our full moon last week, so we're getting a little less and less moonlight each night, which may feel like your energy is pulling back, like things aren't coming together as fast as you need them to or would like them to. Still some, you know, mishaps maybe with the electronics or your computers and whatnot, but that's all going to clear out. And by this time next week, things will feel a lot better. And when we get that new moon, I think probably towards the end of next week, we will feel way better because we will be out of the retrograde and we will have our good old waxing moon back, which makes life quite a bit easier. But in the meantime, don't get frustrated. Just have a little patience. You might want to just ask for some divine guidance during this time, you know, do some quiet meditation. I've been going for walks each night at the beach, and that's been wonderful. And it's just a good time to sort of fill up and collect your energy, you know, collect your energy because we're getting ready to gear up for the spring. And here in California, you know, we kind of live spring like year round, but I know on the East Coast, everybody's been getting slammed really hard. So hang in there. And you know, it always goes away. Somebody wrote to me today and said, we have 90 inches of snow in Massachusetts. I was like, wow, that's a lot of snow. That's a lot. And so I get it. And I know that it's a rough go of it. So just hang in there. And, you know, this is the time to do your cleaning out, your clearing, creating the vacuum, as they say. What I mean by that is when you let go of things, other things come in. And, yeah, this is a great time for just preparing for the new birth of the spring and for planting those seeds, et cetera, et cetera. So tonight's topic is how to get the good stuff even when things are not perfect. And I know that that's a big question, perfection. I know it's for me, as I've gone down this road for many, many years, I get held to higher and higher levels of accountability, especially when you're a teacher and a master teacher and all those things. And as light workers, most of you are, if you're a healer, a master healer, a teacher, you know, whether you're working on the energetic side or the psychic art side or, you know, even in business and you're working very consciously in business, there's a high level of accountability for us energetically. Once you know things, I was saying this to my advanced channeling class the other day, once you have been exposed to something, then you're responsible for it. So a lot of people like to dabble in this work and, you know, read a book, read a little Wayne Dyer, you know, little Marianne Williamson, maybe listen to this show or some shows like it, and they dibble and they dabble and they kind of contemplate a little bit. But what you don't realize is that with this energetic and with, you know, the high power that we have now, plus the, you know, just the more mainstream knowledge and wisdom about things like, you know, creating with energy and creative visualization and the law of attraction, all that, there is a higher level of accountability because now, you know, you're kind of consciously aware of it. So today I want to go over a few points, and we will get to some readings. If you'd like to call in For reading, the number is 347-215-9485. 347-215-9485. So we'll get to those in a few minutes. But I wanted to go through this content a little bit. And I forgot one thing, one announcement, or actually two announcements. One is that the AHA Factor Masterclass is starting next week. And tomorrow is the last day of registration. So we have two spots left for those charter members who want to learn all about their entire energetic communication system, how to get things to come in much faster, because you'll be able to really understand the signs and the symbols and the synchronicities and all of the different ways your way without you necessarily knowing it. This is all based on the content of my new book. And if you'd like to sign up for the masterclass, please do so today. Like I said, we have two spots left. So first come, first serve, ahafactormasterclass.com. So it's actually ahamomentsworld.com/ahafactormasterclass. Okay? So it's ahamomentsworld.com/ahafactormasterclass. And that will take you to the registration page for that. And we are booking readings for March. So if you'd like to get a reading with me one-on-one, you can do that at ahamomentsworld.com/buythesea. B-Y-T-H-E-S. So, yeah, we are already booked up for February. We're moving into March. And if you'd like to get a reading, that is the way to do it. All right, so let's get on with tonight's content, and that is how to let the good stuff in even when things are not perfect. You know, this is a big question, and I know, like I said, I've gone through it myself, where you wonder, okay, well, I'm trying, and I'm working, and I'm doing all this stuff, but there's also, like, human beingness that we're dealing with, right? There's toxic people, dream killers, you know, your own self-doubt, dealing with the things from the past. There's, you know, kind of pioneering on your own road. A lot of times when you're doing this kind of work, you're not necessarily surrounded by a bunch of other people who are doing the same type of work or who are creating in the same type of way. So unlike, you know, a regular day job where everybody can kind of hang on the water cooler and commiserate with each other and chit-chat about what happened last night on, you know, Scandal or some other show or whatever, a lot of times you're a lone wolf. You're kind of out there on your own, sort of paving the way as you go, and there's not a lot of validation because there's lag times and there's all kinds of ups and downs when you start working from the energy first. So understand something, that in order for you to see results from all of this type of work, you don't have to be perfect. Actually, 60%, if you're about 60% on your game, meaning that you are focused on this stuff, you know, a little bit more than the majority of the time, not a little bit more than halfway, you will start to see pretty good results. And if you are 75 to 80%, where you're really strict with yourself as far as, you know, getting, like, you know, sticking with the plan and getting, you know, results and working in this way with the energy and the angels and keeping yourself accountable with keeping yourself positive and all those types of things that we talk about, you will see a lot better results. You'll see very, very good results. You don't have to be 100% to receive what you've been asking for. You don't, absolutely not. So a lot of times people give up on the whole thing. They throw it out and they say, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to try this at all because, you know, I'm not going to have any expectation because I made a mistake. They kind of handle this like dieting. You know, if you go off and eat a little bit of a brownie or whatever, you end up, you know, throwing out the whole diet instead of just saying, okay, well, you know, I had a brownie and let's get back on it. You know, let's get back on it. So if you are 60% on your game, you will start to see results. If you are 80%, you will start to see really, really good results. So that's a really good thing. Now, the next point is consistency. And it's really more important Yeah, sometimes people go to a big retreat like Hay House has the I Can Do It retreat. They go away for 3 days and they get immersed in, you know, all things spirituality. Or, you know, we go to, you know, some sort of spiritual gathering or drum circle or something and we get all amped up. And then you go back to your old ways, you know, for the next 4 weeks, 6 months. And so you go to the next thing that spikes your energy and expands you. That actually does not work. So what happens is, yeah, you can get amped up and spiked up, and it might last, you know, you'll have kind of the afterglow for, you know, a week or two after. You might change it a bit. But what's more important than these big spikes is having smaller, consistent practices, creating more habit structures. Now, again, you don't have to be perfect, but, you know, it's kind of similar to brushing your teeth. If you've had, you know, a whitening treatment, it would be good if you drink your coffee out of a straw, right? You know, you don't want to have the whitening treatment and then go back to drinking dark tea and red wine and all those things and stain your teeth again. So it's that kind of similar in this regard. You want to be more consistent. So that daily practice of brushing your teeth, maybe that extra time a day, drinking out of a straw, doing some in-between lightning treatments and being very consistent, that's where you're going to get the longer-term results as opposed to just, you know, doing a $500 lightning treatment, you know, twice a year. So it's similar to this. You want to create, and we talked a lot about this in the classes, you want to create, in fact, we're going to talk a lot about this in the masterclass, habit structures, I call them. Good, consistent habits, your own little rituals, morning, noon, and night, things that you know, you kind of go back to and say, okay, I'm going to focus on this, and I'm going to focus on this, and I'm going to focus on this. And now, the other thing that can happen, though, sometimes people go overboard. So all they do is stay in a meditative state, and all they do is worry about the energy and who is toxic and who's not toxic, and you kind of get paranoid in the other direction. And so that doesn't work either, because essentially that's being fear-based. And the fear is what will register in the energy, not the actual results that you're looking for. So if you're kind of overdoing it, most of the time if you're overdoing, like I call the energy stuff the yin, the, you know, doing all the meditations and the walking and all that kind of stuff. And then I call the action steps, like the action steps that happen in the real mucky muck world. Like for me, writing my book or, you know, doing marketing for different programs or creating new programs or doing readings. So that's the yang. That's not yin. That's yang. It's that more of that do physical involving, you know, physical investment energy. If I get too overboard on the beach walks and the, you know, and the meditative stuff and all of the different things that I do, the prayer work and things I do, and I don't do the radio show and the readings and the promote, you know, the teaching and all that other stuff, you get out of balance. So you don't really get the rewards of the yin stuff because the yin stuff is, you know, it needs a physical point to express, to show up. And so a lot of people get really, really unbalanced when they learn this stuff. Because is it more comfortable to sort of be, you know, walking on a beach and doing affirmations and all that than it is to be like writing and teaching and readings and all that? Absolutely. But we need the balance. You know, is it more exciting sometimes to do a show or some kind of big event than it is to go and sit on a beach and meditate? Absolutely. But you need both. So that's really one of the things that the Aha Factor book is about, is, and all of the books that I'm working on, because I have a couple other ones in the till now, is really about mastering your energy and your physicality and having what I call a braided integration of the two. Now, the other side of that is the energy being very, very heavy. And it gets that way when we're very focused on only the work, the task, the, you know, trying to force outcomes, force situations in one side and not have the energy stuff link to it. So you see people do that all the time. They get very, they, we call them A-type, type A personalities. They're just running. They're not taking time out to breathe. They're not taking time out to clear. They're just going. That usually wears them out and they get burnt out. So what we're talking about here is not perfection, but balance. You see? So first we talked about consistency. Second, we talked about balance, okay? And what you're doing when you have consistency and you have balance and you create good habit structures, you're starting to bank a high vibration. What do I mean by that? You're starting to literally make vibrational deposits into an energetic where eventually what happens is, you know, most people have one way, I call it their kind of idol, or their, you know, their own personal energetic screensaver. So, you know, like I know a lot on TV, they've been talking a lot about what they call bitchy resting face, where somebody just, when their face is resting and they're not being animated in any way, the face just looks kind of bitchy, kind of like, ugh, you know, just, and it, they don't even mean it. It's not even on their mind, but they just look defended and annoyed. Well, you can have kind of bitchy resting vibration where your kind of natural resting place for your thought is, you know, seeing the worst of everything. I have a friend like that. She sees the worst of everything. It's, you know, there's always sarcasm. There's always a woe is me. There's always, and, you know, you kind of idles on, you know, bitchy resting energy. And then what happens? That just, that's all of that. Whatever you're idling on, that's what the universe is getting the most consistently. And whatever you're doing most consistently on the energy field is what you create more of. So if that is not bitchy resting energy, but fearful resting energy, or angry resting energy, or rebellious resting energy, or self-abusive resting energy, or you know, those types of things. I'm talking about the negative side right now. That's the consistent feed that you're putting into the energy. So do you have to be perfect? No. But if you, whatever you're most consistent with, most repetitive with, is what's going to show up. Now, and all of this, like I said, is cumulative. So if you say, okay, I'm going to make a concerted effort to shift gears now. I'm going to shift into moving forward with changing my screensaver. So I'm going to say, I'm not going to be like ecstatic, hit the lottery, happy, happy, joy, joy, because I don't really feel that way, because there needs to be more of a catalyst for that. But I am going to choose to keep my sense of focus on what I'm really desiring. I'm going to choose to create whatever it is in my mind that I want that may not be here yet. And I'm going to live from that place as opposed to hoping I get to that place someday. So instead of living with, you know, a hope of getting someplace or a hope of someday being able to do something, what you do is in your meditations is you go in and you perceive as if you're already there. And then what would that feel like? And then when you bring that back to your grid, then you're acting from that place instead of hoping to get to that place. You're acting from that place. When you act from that place, it's amazing how things can get better and quite quickly. I found over the years to sort of change that energy screensaver, because I know this is very cyclical. Sometimes of the year you can be super positive and happy, and we call that like kind of being in the flow. You know, people call me all the time, say, oh, I was there, Mari, I was there. You know, I had it, I could feel it. I was there, I definitely felt like, you know, I was in the flow, things were driving together, and then all of a sudden, boom, I hit a wall, something happened, and now I'm off my game. It seems like everything's going wrong, like nothing's really working. That's usually because, you know, you're reacting. You're reacting instead of creating. Okay, so when you want to shift that screensaver over, you really only have to do, you know, make a decision, okay? And then feed into that your own vision so you can create that. The best way that I've found to create that kind of positive idol is what we call affirmation saturation. Now, my friend Sandra Ann Taylor is the first person I heard about that from. And essentially what you're doing is saturating your mind with positive stuff. So you might want to do affirmations just all day long. So you just literally change your focus. So like if you say, I've always been a genius. I've always been a genius. Or I've always been safe. Or I've always been joyful. Or I've always been in the right place at the right time, meeting all the right people. I've always been in the right place at the right time, meeting all the right people. Right? You keep saying that over and over and over again, and you know, you go, you just, as you're walking up the stairs to go do the laundry, as you're or down the stairs to go do the laundry, as you're driving to the Starbucks, as you're, you know, whatever you're doing, it's just your casual waking state. You're saying that mantra over and over and over again. Eventually, what will happen is when you wake up in the morning, it'll just be repeating in your head over and over and over again, and it will start to override the, oh, my God, what's going to happen to me next? Oh, my God, what's going to happen to me next? Oh, God, oh, shit, oh, God, I shit the crust. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my gosh, right? And when you have that affirmation saturation, you can also do that with visioning so that whenever you're kind of getting that lull, you know, when you're really busy and then all of a sudden everything gets quiet and your mind kind of defaults back to, why didn't he text me? Or, you know, am I going to, you know, ever get this, you know, this business together, or am I ever going to make more money or whatever? You kind of get to that soft spot, the thing that's kind of really bugging you. But when you get busy, you get distracted. Well, you can sort of ease that. You can ease that by doing this saturation technique. It really, really works, actually. It really works. One of the other things that works, there's two other things. One is coloring mandalas, everybody says a little differently. But those are kind of like those, I don't know, I'm dating myself, but they're like spirograph. You know, they're kind of like these really pretty images. They're graphic. And they have actually whole books of them. You can get them on Amazon or you can get them at any Barnes & Noble bookstore. They're kind of like adult coloring books. Mandalas, M-A-N-D-A-L-A-S. And if you get that and you start to color those in, it's an actually very meditative kind of spiritual process, and it can really kind of crack open, you know, challenges and problems and create flow in the world. So that's a really great practice. One of the reasons why it's so great is that it involves something physical and it gives your place a focal point. So it's repetitive. So those are three keys to having things, you know, letting good stuff in, even without being perfect, when you shift your focus from perfection to forward movement. And when you involve something like the mandalas, even jigsaw puzzles are great for this too, same kind of thing. Your mind focuses in on problem solving, but in something that's not threatening, and you can just, you know, color or put the puzzle together and let your mind, your problem-solving mind rest. When your problem-solving mind rests, your higher self gets a voice. It gets to get a word in edgewise. It gets to drop an idea into your field. Okay? It gets to drop an idea into your field. When you're, okay, it's very hard for the good stuff to come in. So, again, you don't have to be perfect, but balance, consistency, banking your vibration, having a good screen, you know, energetic screensaver, a good idling position that's positive, doing your affirmation saturations, doing your mental kind of energetic problem-solving tasks like coloring the mandalas or jigsaw puzzles or even walking, you know, meditations out in nature, you will really, really start to move things. speaking of walking meditation, you can do some combinations of these things and they work very, very well. So the affirmation saturation in combination with a nature walk, even if you do a nature walk on a treadmill in the gym, if you're in one of the colder climates, really, really, really makes a big difference. If you're in the gym, you're on the elliptical machine, or you're on the treadmill, or even the rowing machine or on the bicycle, you can do these affirmations kind of under your breath a little bit, and you can get a very similar effect because your body, your cellular structure is involved, your energetic field is involved. Again, it's the combination of the energy and the physical together. That's what makes the focus, okay? That's what makes things move forward. All right, so then I'm just looking at my notes here to see if I forgot anything. I think I did. So if you have any questions about this, I'd love for you to call in and ask. The number is 347-215-9485, or if you'd like to get a quick reading when we come back, it's 347-215-9485. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we will talk a little bit more about this and get to some readings. So you are listening to the AHA Moments Radio Show. I'm Mari, and we'll be right back.
Ever get a hunch about something and ignore it, only to find out later you were right after all? Do you know that you're intuitive but need help interpreting what you get? Need quick answers to burning questions but don't have the time to wait for a private reading? Then Mari's Intuitive Living Oracle Cards are the tool for you. 45 gorgeous laminated cards and a full book of interpretations come together in a beautiful velvet bag. The cards have been designed and energized to give you the answers right now. No more sleepless nights weighing pros and cons. Ask the cards your questions and see what message your intuition has for you. To learn more and get your deck now, go to the store at www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Intuitive Living Cards now. That's the store at ahamomentsinc.com. The answers are truly within your reach.
Are you at a crossroads in your life? Facing big decisions about your life purpose, business, relationships, or other major issues? Are you wondering why you may be delayed in getting what you want? Or if you have special guides who are helping you? Then investing in a private intuitive reading with Mari is just what you need. As a third-generation spiritual intuitive, Mari has worked with thousands of clients over the past 18 years. During your private session, you will learn who your guides are, receive insight on the core issues that need attention, and get new perspective, clarity, and inspiration on what to do next. To register, go to www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Work with Mari tab to get all of the details. There are a limited number of spots each month, so go to www.ahamomentsinc.com for yours now.
Are you living the life you are really meant to live? Soul Lifetimes magazine is your online source for creating the life you truly desire. When you register for your free subscription at www.soullifetimes.com, you get access to a world of resources that will help you to get the answers you seek and inspire you to take charge of your world. Tap into your body, mind, and spirit with articles from some of the most well-known conscious thought leaders and teachers on metaphysics, soul talk, soulmate relationships, quantum healing, astrology, food for the soul, style, and more. When you join us to create a joyful lifestyle for a new way of being, you truly contribute to raising the consciousness of the world. Subscribe for free at www.soullifetimes.com and never miss an issue of this innovative and insightful digital magazine. Soul Lifetimes magazine is about living happier, healthier lives full of purpose, joy, and abundance. Subscribe now for free at www.soullifetimes.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hello, we're back. I'm Mari. You're listening to the Aha Moments Radio Show. And today we are talking all about how to let the good stuff in even when things are not perfect. And we are going to start with some readings. Earlier in the show, we talked about some of the different things that we could do to make sure that, you know, although we're not going for a perfect application of all of this, that we are creating the best scenarios and the best habit structures in order to be able to get things to come into fruition. And those included being consistent. One of the other things that's coming in, guys are just saying, because as soon as I start getting into reading mode, I start to get little downloads of stuff, is to pay attention to the moon cycles. I know if sometimes it's very hard for things to be perfect, like Mercury in retrograde and waning moons. It is, if you're trying to manifest something big, sometimes it's a tough time, not because you're doing anything wrong, but it's because the energy is bottled up. And because it's bottled up and kind of like not flowing, there's those little trap things, that is a really, really good time to do as much stuff in nature as you can. If you can't get out, clean out a closet. Create flow. You know, if you have a stack of bills and you don't, you know, and there's a little bit of money and a big stack of bills, pay something. Create the flow. Don't be afraid to pay something when you think that there's no, you know, that there's not going to be enough. Actually, when you do, when you let go of some of the money, you'll see it's amazing how money fills back in and even more than what you started off with. Why? Because you want the energy to keep flowing. You don't want to do what we call damming up your flow. And this is very, 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 very important to take note of and to watch with yourself. This is when we're talking about kind of doing your own energetic scan, okay, your own scan of your energy and say, okay, what is it that I can do that will create more flow? As opposed to, I have to be perfect, otherwise this isn't going to happen. Perfection kind of treats the energy like we're doing magic tricks. Like if it's not perfect, the magic won't happen. And a lot of people approach, I've had this conversation with private sessions, a lot of people approach this kind of work from more of a superstitious, oh, well, what do I have to do? I just have to light a candle and say a chant, right? And then I'll get what I want, right, Mari? And that's not the case. What we're talking about is habit structures. What we're talking about is creating a certain flow of your energy so that you can have, even when you have the ebb time where it seems like nothing's happening, you're not giving up on yourself. You're not throwing yourself under the bus, okay? You are saying, oh, okay, let me look, number one, what's the energy cycle? What are the planets doing? Are we in a retrograde? Are we in a waning moon? Am I trying to, you know, create big stuff during a waning moon? You know, are we in a waxing moon? Am I not getting enough out of the energy that's available to me? You know, you can learn about all those waning and waxing moons by looking at a moon calendar. You can just Google it. And if it says waxing moon, that means that we're getting more and more moonlight each day. That's your time to go for it. If it's a waning moon and we're getting less and less moonlight each day, like it is now, and we're coming out of at the tail end of a retrograde where everybody's kind of tired and has been, you know, slaying dragons for the last 3 weeks in particular, you know, you don't want to be pushing yourself too hard or getting down on yourself. If, on the other hand, you know that you're not consistent, you're dibbling and dabbling, I've had this conversation too with my, with my clients, dibbling and dabbling is really not doing yourself any service, and you won't get the results that you're looking for. All right, so let's put that. I think we're done now with our content, and we can start doing a few readings. Again, if you'd like to call in and ask a question, you can do so at 347-215-9485. Okay, so the first person we have is Candace in Louisiana. Hi, Candace.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I am wonderful.
Oh, good. That's a good thing to hear. What's
well,
your question?
I actually have a love question. Well, a few months ago, about 5 months ago, I met somebody and we had an instant connection. It was very unexpected. He's a little older than I am, but that's okay. Age hasn't never been a factor to me. We're just friends, but I would love to see where do you see this friendship going, because there's obviously a connection there. And I would love to see what you pick up on this connection.
What's his name? First name.
His name.
First name.
First name is Mac, M-A-C-K.
Okay. I am just going to, I'm actually today using cards because I'm a little tired today. So
okay.
I have a stack of my own cards. They're called the Intuitive Living Cards. You can actually get a set of them on your own on the web, on the website, on the ahamomentsworld.com website. So you can do your own readings for yourself. But I'm just going to pull a quick card and see about Mac, and off we go. Oh, all right. Well, it looks like that's a good positive sign because you got the answered prayer card. So if you're looking for that relationship to go forward, your prayers will be answered. And what I would do is allow it to unfold instead of you're spending a lot of time analyzing it and not a whole lot of time living and enjoying it. So the message from the guides is to take the time to allow it to have some fun with it and not be so worried about where it's going and is it going to be serious. And, you know, he's taking it light, and he's not one that's going to jump at anything too fast. I think he has some, you know, of his own issues that he's working through on himself, but there's definitely a strong connection there, and I think that it's going in the right direction. So I hope that's helped. I'm going to have to move on to the next person, but hopefully that has helped. And good luck with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Okay. So, you know, it's interesting because I have never, ever used these cards online before on on the radio show. I'm going to actually pull a card for the group, and then we'll get to some more questions here. Just because I haven't done this before. Let's just see where everything's going, especially at the end of this Mercury in retrograde. Whoa, cards are jumping. Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay, so the free will card came up. And free will is something that a lot of people don't like to hear about because it means that everybody has an option to do what they choose to do. And it's funny because I know we get a lot of relationship card, you know, questions online. And this is a big, big piece also of why, and this is what the guides are saying, just in a general, you know, sense, this is a big piece of why things seem to take a little bit longer to come to fruition sometimes, because especially when it's dealing with other people, because they have the free will. And the other message of the free will card is that you have free will, and that the only way your guides and angels can actually get you know, help you in any way is for you to ask the question for the help. Okay, so very, very important that if you don't ask, they're not allowed to help you because of free will. So that's a very important thing that's been brought up. Okay, so next we have Laura in New Jersey. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Maury. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
What's your question?
Well, I'd like to know, do you see me getting a job so that I can get my house this year that I want. I'm looking for work, and I need to get work as soon as possible.
Your energy is so low, and it sounds so kind of helpless. I don't know how you can get anything. You have to get yourself moving. You have to raise your energy. You have to get excited. You know, it's hard to attract a job. You know, you can get a job and go to, you know, waitressing or something. But for those real jobs, you have to think about how are you going to contribute to that employer, as opposed to, can I get a job to get a house? Like, you know, you have to sort of raise that, lift that idol, okay, that we were talking about earlier. So as far as getting a job, it definitely feels that way. If you are consistent and if you invest in, yes, I you know, actually let's say it like this. There's kind of rephrasing it. Write a list of exactly what you want in that job. Write a list of exactly what you want in that house. Focus on it as if it's already happened. And then start to look for jobs from that place. Because then you'll be in that vibration of already having the job, being very, very aligned with what you want, and then putting your energy out in that way. So as far as are you getting a job in within the next year, absolutely. But it's only going to be if, you know, the kind of job that you want that's really going to make life easy for you, you need to do some work on your energy to raise that up, to lift that up. And I hope that's helped. I'm going to have to move on to the next person.
This energy is only recent. I've been high, and I've been high on energy and believing that I was going to get work, and it just hasn't happened. So I don't know, you know. When you say you got to be consistent, how long does that mean for? Because
forever.
Eventually,
see, that's
you
where
get
you're
charged.
Approaching it like an. I understand that. I know, and we all go through that. But that's because you're hitting up on something that needs to be healed or shifted or changed. So you can't really stay the same and say, okay, I'm going to think positive and then expect it all to change. What you have to do is really be honest with yourself, go deep into where you're at. You might want to get some help with that, you know, some professional help with that. But really focus on what is it now. You ask your question a little differently. Instead of when will I get this house and this job, ask what do I need to shift in order to be able to bring this through. And then work on the shifting part, the healing part, as opposed to the end result of the house. The house and the job are the rewards of the shift. So focus on what it is that, do I need to heal or shift in order to allow this to come through. So I'm going to have to jump to the next person, but I hope that's helped a little bit. Thanks for calling in. Okay, so next we have Sandy in Ohio. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you?
I would like... Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
If I really was, I sure wouldn't be calling. No, I'm fine. I would like to know what you see for love coming for me. Do you see anyone coming in?
I think... You're more of a 9 month to 12 month kind of a person when it comes to like some sort of bigger relationship. It feels to me like 9 to 12 months. Yeah, it feels like a later thing. And the forward thing right now, I'm not sure if you were thinking about a career shift or a career change or a move, but it feels more like that kind of thing is going on, kind of swirling around you. You may, it may be hidden a little bit, like you're not really noticing that yet, but this move or shift will put you in a different place to meet somebody that you'll really like. So if you feel the rumblings of change around you, I would go with it. And then that relationship you're looking for will be a natural byproduct of it.
I have put in resumes in other places. Not really, but, you know, I haven't looked. I've been at the same job for like 14 years now. But I did just send out some resumes and, you know, get some printed up so I could do that. So, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah,
thank you.
That shift will definitely help bring in the person.
That'll help do it. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great day.
Have a great night. Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, so next we have Keita in Boston. Hi, Keita.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's your question?
Sure. My question is, like the first call that I heard you speak to when she asked about work, and my work is ending, and I've been putting resumes and going on interviews and getting phone screens, and nothing is opening up, and I'm wondering what is it that I need to shift to to bring this job through.
I think you're another one where you're focused more on the mechanics of getting the job than on the actual energy of having the job. So what type of work is it that you're going for? Because it feels to me like you're going for what you think you could potentially get as opposed to what you really want, which creates a block.
What I really want is, okay, so what I really want is to launch my own business.
Right.
In the meantime, I've been focusing on jobs that pay the bills. But I've only really found two jobs that, like a jobby job, that I'm actually passionate about. But I haven't applied for yet because there's a deadline, but I'm in the process of working. I'm like, process of doing my resume, my cover letter for that. But what I really want is to just launch my own thing.
Yeah.
That's
and
like
so
in my heart of heart.
The way that, so the way that you do that is to get a business, is to get a job that's in the arena of where the business that you want to do is. So if what kind of business is it that you wanted to start?
It's marketing and event planning.
Okay, so that's easy. So if you want to start a marketing and event planning type of business, then go and get a marketing and event planning, event coordinator type of job, so that it's all in keeping with the business. Then you're learning, you're kind of apprenticing yourself so that you can ultimately jump off and do your own thing. What if you are not applying for jobs of that kind, what you're doing is you're going against the energy of what you really want, and that's what they're trying to get you to. So I would definitely take a look at, the various event marketing groups out there. There's a zillion of them, especially now with all the internet stuff. You might even want to consider some sort of social media, company, those types of companies, because that's really, really going to work to your favor when you start your own business. And I think it'll all come together. If you're looking for what happens is when you split your energy, this will pay the bills, this is my dream, you're literally saying my dream can't pay my bills, and that shuts down the energy. What you need to do is say, okay, this next job is going to fuel, is the fuel, it's part of my business building plan, because I'm going to do this job to contribute toward the building of the business. And that will start to create that energy. That's the shift. What you're doing now is putting a wall between the two, and really one really feeds into the other.
Actually, I'm in a job that is marketing related, that is getting ready
mm-hmm.
to end. And
yeah.
I have been applying
And
I have been applying to marketing related jobs.
Right.
Not getting hired. All the jobs that I'm applying to are marketing related.
I'm just listening to the guides. There's still kind of like they're showing a little plug of energy that just needs to be popped. You're close. You're close. So then if it's marketing, then focus on the industry. The industry is what's going to, one industry is more fun to do marketing for than others. You can market for, a chair company, you can market for Viacom. I mean, there's a lot of different types of levels of marketing for, various industries. So they're just saying what they're showing is two circles, and the circles are separate right now, and they just need to overlap. And that's the image they're giving me. As far as from a psychic perspective, when is all this going to break? You're doing all of this during Mercury in retrograde, so that's really, 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 really hard to get a commitment. And most people who do, it doesn't last. So probably over the next, not probably, from what your guides are saying, over the next 2 months, by, what are we in, February? By April, you should be, like, they're showing both feet and the circles overlapping and you being in the two, in that, get, you know, the piece where the two circles overlap, so it creates, like, that kind of diamond-shaped oval. They're showing 2 feet right there. So you have all of this kind of configured out. But it would be by like, April that that's all going to come together. So you're right there. It's just this has been a really, really hard retrograde period for sure.
Oh, okay.
All right,
okay.
So just keep going.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Okay, so it is a really, I know that it's a very, today is a very low energy day, I tell you. I'm like, wow, really, really hard. This has been a very subtle but very, very tough retrograde for a lot of people. So just hang in there and keep, you know, sometimes when things don't seem like they're coming through, again, she's pushing really, really hard during a retrograde where all the energy is pulled way, way back. So it's like a slingshot. And you're trying to shoot yourself forward, but the energy is pulling back and pulling back and pulling back and pulling back and pulling back. And pulling back. And, you know, you're like a little kid in a child swing. You're kicking your leg and you're kicking your arms and you're, you know, hitting your head against the wall. And the universe is just pulling you back, pulling you back, pulling back. And then it's going to let you go, you know, bounce forward. Okay? So just give yourself some time to get through the next few days. And even by the end of the week, things will start to lighten up. And again, like I said, by next week, things should really lighten up. Okay, we have one more person. Let's see. Hi, Sharon.
Hi there, Mari. Well, gee, I feel like you answered it already with the last couple of people that were asking questions. Mine is similar, and I don't know which answer applies to me. Maybe I have my own answer. So I'm interested in what's in the horizons for my love life, and I find that my business is directly linked to my love life. When one does well, the other one does well. So I have a feeling something really good is going to happen because my business is just taking such a great turnaround for me in the last few months that I'm wondering what's going to be next in store for me.
All right. So I am going to pull some cards for you, or a card. Let's see what time we have. Okay. Okay, so you got the meditate card, huh? Which we all, now I happen to know Sharon very well, so everybody listening to you, listening in on the show, so I'm just chuckling. It's about being quiet with the relationships right now. Give yourself another, let me just see what's the next card. Yep, okay, yep. Give yourself, you're getting the business card and the cleanse and purify card. Yeah, those. So you got three cards: meditate, cleanse, and purify, and the world server card. So that's the business card. So they're saying that stay very, very focused on the business, and the relationship will come later on. And I'm getting September, October, like down towards the end of the year. That's when the person will start to show, like the good person will start to show up. But for right now, stay focused on getting solid in the business and don't derail yourself.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay. Yep, that's pretty much what I feel that's going on. I don't have time. And that fear of like, oh my God, I'm working around the clock. Here I go again. It's not balanced. I'm always searching for the balance. But, okay.
Let the balance just be with you and yourself. And then, so take time out to be with yourself. And that's why the meditation card came in. It's more about self-love right now. And not getting distracted with a man and overloading your circuits, and get the business and your financial situation very stabilized, and then he'll come in towards the end of the year.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
I'm going to have to jump off, but hope that's helped.
That has helped a lot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Okay. So, I think that is it for readings for today. I just wanted to remind you that we have our classes, new classes starting next week. And also, you know, there was one other class I forgot to tell you guys about. We have with Allison, the rock girl, you hear her commercials on the show all the time. She's been on the show with me many times, and she's amazing. Our AHA Crystal Camp, we have Crystal Camp 1, Crystal Camp 2, and Crystal Camp 3 finished. So now that's available as an audio product. And we will be doing a live retreat, actually, in Asheville, North Carolina, in August. So we're going to be get those of you who have taken the 3 Crystal Camp online courses will be eligible to come and meet with us in Asheville for 3 days. And we're going to be doing all kinds of processes and bringing all of that work with the crystals to life. So if you go to ahamomentsworld.com/crystal camp, you can get the first course if you haven't taken that. And then if you want to get more information about the retreat and all the rest of the classes, you can send us an email at support@ahamomentsinc.com. Okay, ahamomentsinc.com. So support@ahamomentsinc.com. So that's for the Crystal Camp Live Retreat. I forgot to tell you guys that at the top of the show. In the meantime, like I said, we have 2 more spots open for our AHA Factor masterclass that starts next Wednesday, and that's at ahamomentsworld.com/AHA Factor Masterclass. Okay, so we're going to end for tonight. We will see you back here, same time, same place next week. And we'll end with my motto, which is, you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too. And in this energy, anything is possible. Take care, everybody. Have a great night.
You've been listening to the AHA Moments Radio Show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's AHA, Moments with an S, Inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AHAMomentsInc and Twitter at twitter.com/AHAMoments. We can't wait to see you there.